The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
You are listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 2 of season 2 of Ms. and Mrs. And my goodness, this was an eventful episode.
It was. So last week, we were talking about how we didn't get to see them move to L.A. Well, here we are in L.A. It's moving time.
This one is, I will say, less eventful than the last one, but it was not without its challenges. So we see them packing up the house. Miz has to essentially work while they're moving. So he, being the good husband that he is, gets Marie's professional packers and movers because she's very pregnant by this point. So he's a good husband. They load up the truck. And they also flew to L.A., all of them, on a jet. Not a bus, a jet. So needless to say, lessons were learned.
Lessons were indeed learned on this one. But they had to find a house first.
They did, but before they had to find a house, they basically talk about how, like, they swore they were never going to do this again.
Nope.
And here they are, a year later, doing it again. And we also learn that they're getting a new addition aside from the new baby, and that Mrs. Mom and her very creepy doll collection are moving in with Ms. and Maurice when they go back to L.A.
We'll talk about the doll collection here in a little bit. I mean, that is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. But we go shopping for rentals in L.A. They've decided to rent because they don't want to make the same mistake they did before where they buy in a bad neighborhood. So they want to be able to shop and figure out where they actually want to live this time.
Because they have got to think of schools now.
Because I have to think of schools, which we'll get to because that's interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
So we also learned Miz cannot do math.
Yeah.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, he wasn't very good at math.
He's not good at the math. So we go to Rental House 1, and it has a lot of potential. Has a really nice yard. It's okay on the inside. Maurice really likes it. Miz is just sort of meh. This is House Hunters, Miz and Mrs. edition, by the way. Rental House 2 is ultra sweet. It's super modern, very nice, everything they could want and more, except for the fact that it's way overpriced, and to have pets in the house, it's extra money, and it takes the rental price up to $10,000 a month to rent this house.
$10,000 extra
to rent this house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both like, no,
that was a big old nope.
And then they go to the third house. And there's this lovely park down the street, and Miz is absolutely in love with it because it's got a playground. It's a place where Monroe can go run around, have a good time. They go in the house, and it's really nice, and it's actually very much like their house in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar in look and feel, and so they fall in love with it, and they decide that rental Marmiz is going to be number 3. So then we go to Miz at work in Kansas City, where he meets with Talent Relations. And who's in Talent Relations? John Cone?
What?
He's a senior manager in talent relations?
I was like, wait, what?
I had to rewind it. I had to go back and watch it again because I was like, no, that didn't say what I think. That did. Senior manager of talent relations. Who knew?
Who knew? Hey, we just thought he was a donut guy and a referee.
Apparently, he's got a day job, guys. Who knew?
Who knew? I mean, now, that would explain why his kid got to win the title.
There you go. There you go. The mystery, the final veil has fallen, guys. So, they're looking at Miz's schedule because he's basically asking for time off to help Maurice move to be a good husband. And he's like, okay, well, you know, John Cone's like, well, you're shooting a Snickers commercial, so we can't cancel that. Miz is like, no, I want to do that. And then Cone goes, well, you got this thing at Pebble Beach. We could get rid of that. And Miz is like, what? Yeah, you're playing at Pebble Beach. No, we're not getting rid of that. I'll do it. She can move on her own. Legit, that's what he was like. He didn't say it like that, but that's what he was like.
That was going through his head. It's like, yeah, it's Pebble Beach. It's once in a lifetime because, not everyone can go play Pebble Beach. But him getting the opportunity to play Pebble Beach
on live television for the U.S. Open.
He's like, I'll be a company guy.
He'll make that sacrifice.
Yeah.
But he's not going to tell his wife that he's going to make that sacrifice.
Oh, no. He's filming a Snickers commercial.
So we see the last of the house getting packed up. They take one more selfie in front of the house, and then Miz is off to film his Snickers commercial. We see him sneak his golf clubs in the garage. Then he acts like he's leaving, waits for Maurice to go back inside. He gets out of his car, runs into the garage, grabs the golf clubs, throws them in the car, and then they leave. The fact that he didn't get caught on that because they have cameras everywhere is hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
So then we land in L.A., where it's Maurice, Barb and Margot, Monroe, the baby, and the menagerie of pets.
Yeah, it is a menagerie.
So we go to the house. They're walking around the house. Monroe's like, oh, it's so nice. And Mrs. Mom breaks out one of her dolls and shows it to Monroe. And Monroe is, like, very scared of the doll.
Oh, she was crying.
Poor little thing. She was terrified of the doll. It's like, oh. And Maurice is like, Barb's like, oh, well, we'll talk about it later. And Maurice is like, no. No, we won't. You're not getting that thing near my kid. Nope. Nope, nope. So we then see Maurice taking Monroe out for a stroll. I think they're going down to the park, and they bump literally into another parent who's walking her son up the hill. And they start talking about the area and the schools and everything. It comes up that there's a preschool waiting list because where they are is a very exclusive area. It's some of the best schools in the country. And you have to fight to get your kid into preschool, never mind the regular schools. Maurice didn't realize this. And the waiting lists in some cases are 4 years long. That is not an exaggeration. That is legit. Which, I knew about shit like that. So the fact that she didn't and I did is terrifying. So Maurice freaks out. She calls Miz and he's like, don't rush into anything. Don't do anything. They have a bad connection. They get disconnected. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to start calling around to schools. I'm going to start doing my research and see what I have to do to get Monroe into a preschool. And these preschools, you're not your average preschool. They teach your children diction and thought and Mandarin and all kinds of interesting things that I didn't realize preschools could teach. But here we go, like diction.
I'll say this. They try to teach kids in preschool Spanish now.
I'm cool with that. Like, I think teaching them another language at an early age is definitely beneficial. Because it's easier when you're younger, I think, versus when you're harder. Mm-hmm. Or when you're older.
Because at least I know they're trying to teach my nephew, like, how to count in Spanish. So,
that's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I wish they did that for us. Because I know when I had to take languages in school, I was awful at it.
Yeah. Wasn't the best.
Yeah, it was not the best.
Always knew numbers and some words, but beyond that, it was like, eh.
I don't remember, honestly. But I just know if they had taught us like French or Spanish in school, that would have been awesome. Like preschool, that would have been awesome. But anyway, we cut to Maurice calling all the schools, and they let her know most of the schools are like, you're too late, the wait list is too long. One lady hangs up on her, and she's like, okay. All right, so I'm going to do what I have to do to get Monroe into a school. So she engages a Mandarin instructor to come to the house to teach Monroe how to speak Mandarin Chinese. This child is one,
mm-hmm.
but she still learned a word.
She did.
And they're very excited about it.
They're very, very excited.
Because Maurice is like, she speaks English, she speaks French, and now she's going to speak Mandarin, and she's one. She's a shoo-in. So there's that, and then there's Miz, who has arrived at Pebble Beach. He's checking with his group, which are all the Fox Sports hosts, you know, talking all about it. And then Miz, he was so in the home free, right? Like, he was so in the clear. Maurice is nice and distracted with schools. She's not going to be paying attention. All he had to do was keep his mouth shut. Which apparently the Mazanins cannot do to save their souls.
Nope.
And what does he do? He calls his father. And he tells his father that he's going to be playing at Pebble Beach on Fox Sports on live television. And he tells his dad all the details.
But there's one detail he said.
Don't tell Maurice.
So we cut back to Los Angeles.
Marjo has her frog legs. And Maurice is like, no, you're not putting those nasty things in my fridge. And then she gets a phone call. It's George. And he asks Maurice what channel Miz is going to be on because he's at Pebble Beach and he can't find it on TV. And Maurice was like, no, he's filming a Snickers commercial. George is like, no, he's going to be on live TV playing at Pebble Beach. And she's like, what? And so she starts flipping through the channels, right, to find him. And of course she finds him and there he is at Pebble Beach playing golf. And Margot's like, I don't see any Snickers. I love Margot. I missed Margot so much. So Maurice, being the good wife that she is, ready to unload on him. You know, he's on the seventh hole. She calls him. He hangs up on her and she sees him hang up on her. Margot has the best line ever, which is he's dead and he doesn't even know it yet.
Yeah.
Like, he's so dead. Because when he hung up on her, I was like, okay, you're dead.
So dead.
So dead. She's gonna take you out. Because it's one thing that you did it, it's another that she saw you do it. Not cool. Not cool. So Maurice has a plan. She comes up with a plan to get her revenge, and Miz only helps her when he calls and he says he has to stay another day. They want him to stay another day, and Maurice is like, okay, all right, that's fine. You go. That's great. Because, you know, that just gives her more time. It's perfect. And she can also, you know, continue to research preschools and get what she needs to do done. And so she comes up with this wild and crazy plan to basically suck up to the preschools to get Monroe into the school. She creates this really sort of gnarly looking gift basket, which Margot's like, don't give them that. Don't.
She went old school, like in the episode of The Office where they want to get clients back, so they won't use like gift baskets to do so. She went old school, doing a gift basket.
I'm really surprised she made it.
And not bought it?
You're in L.A. You could get one made. You could probably get a really nice one made, too. Like, I don't understand why she tried to make it, but Marjo's like, no, it looks gross. Don't give it to them. Surely you can find another way. There's gotta be another way. And Maurice has the light bulb moment, and she's like, yep, there's another way.
Money.
So, Maurice arrives home. He eats a frog leg. Maurice just kind of casually hands them to him, and he's like, these are really good. And then she's showing him around the house. They're pretty much all settled and set up. And he's walking around, and he's like, yeah, babe, this looks great. And she's like, I want to show you something really special. I set it up just for you. It's his gym. And what's in the gym? The creepy doll collection that can watch him as he works out, including Pebble Beach Mike.
He's like, oh no.
The only thing he's missing is the pocket to put the cell phone when he hangs up on his wife.
And when he hears that, his brain goes, oh crap, I'm dead, completely dead. She caught me. I'm screwed.
And then she starts lecturing him about having open, you know, they start talking about having an open and honest relationship, and Miz apologizes to her, and, you know, she's mad at him, and quasi rightfully so, because, you know, he hid something from her, and he did lie to her. But then Maurice sort of kind of gets her comeuppance, because they're sitting there on the couch, they're talking about what happened, and they get a literal brick in the mail, and a thank you card for their platinum level donation. Miz is like, what did you do? And she's like, I did it for the kids, babe. I did it for the kids. I had to get Monroe into preschool. So you know what? I did the thing. And he's like, well, what's a platinum level donation? $100? And she's like, right. $200? $500? 1 in 4 zeros. You spent $100,000 on preschool?
So let's go back to the beginning of the show. Miz can't do math. Because 1 in 4 zeros is $10,000.
Although you could tell when he was like $100,000, you saw a light bulb go off because she's like, crap, I could have 2-for'd that. But anyway, yes, she spends $10,000 to essentially get Monroe into a preschool, which, you know what? You do what you can as a mom. She's like, think of it as investing in the future.
So last week, they didn't want to spend $10,000 on a birthday party, but this week, we spent $10,000 on furthering education.
You know what? For what they're probably going to pay for that child's education, that's the drop in the bucket. That's going to be nothing.
Because he was trying to do math earlier. It's like, you know, it's like 40 grand a year times 12. It's like $44 million.
No, he's like $1.4 million. And Marisa's like, no, that's not it, babe. Good try. Good try.
Yeah.
So essentially we end the episode with both with Maurice looking at Miz going, this makes us even.
And they were trying to clarify whether if it was a lie or not. And it's like, yeah,
they're like, it was a lie.
Yeah, we lied.
So it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was not telling the truth or lying. It's like lying. Yeah, it was a good episode. This still is my favorite show on television.
I just love their relationship.
Yeah,
like I really, really do. When I say that they're couple goals, I'm not kidding about that, because like they are. And what's cool with them is when they have tiffs like this, staged or not, they work it out in a very calm, rational, creepy doll collection adult way.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, all right, we're just going to do this, get it over with. We're going to be open and honest and upfront with each other. And you know what? They don't have the perfect relationship. And I'm sure they have all the kinds of problems that normal adults do when the cameras aren't there. But I like how they handle the altercations between them when they do have them. Because it doesn't have to be all big and dramatic and, oh my God, tears. It's, all right, you lied to me. You went to Pebble Beach. I'm going to put a creepy doll collection in your gym, because why not?
Why not? I mean, it's perfect.
That's how you handle that.
Yeah.
And I respect it wholeheartedly. And then they have a serious conversation about it, which makes it adult. So there you go. But yeah, so looking forward to episode 3 for sure.
Yeah, very much so.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, you name it, we're there. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the Rock live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioshow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive, which, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and support the channel. Also, use credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, which is the #@#EpicPartner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and directly on Twitch at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rec Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 3. Till then, bye!